This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Yesterday, we reported on gene-edited crops and the fact that because no foreign genes are being introduced through this process, most regulatory bodies view it the same as natural breeding. But we concluded that these crops still have yet to reach global regulatory approval. The last piece of that puzzle, says Tom Adams of Pairwise, is Europe.
Well, we've already seen significant progress in Europe, which is the biggest holdout on approval. It's such a complicated process in the EU, but they have actually made it through, 90% of the way now, where the three different legislative bodies have all come to an agreed approach to approving certain types of products that come out of gene editing. Most of the types of things we've been talking about would fall into the exempt category with what they're doing. So I don't think we'll have actual approvals in 2026, but we will have the rules and the finalization of rules. And then the way the Europe works, each country gets to set their own final rules. But there is going to be a path towards products being sold in Europe and grown and produced in Europe. And I think that's really exciting because it opens up different markets and helps a lot more growers.
Once approved, gene editing tools have the potential to dramatically improve genetics across a number of crops. This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.